The U.S. Conference on AIDS begins today in Washington, D.C., and while we've come a long way since the 1980s in treating the disease, access to testing, to quality care, and to information can vary drastically depending on where you live in America. One recent report found that in Louisiana, rural patients with AIDS were 60% more likely to die of their disease than patients in the city. Now, those numbers come from a nonprofit organization called HEROES that works to improve the lives of those living with HIV in the rural South. Linda Meredith is the director of research and development at HEROES, and she says most risk factors for HIV and AIDS are compounded in rural areas.
People are much poorer. They have less education. They are three times as likely to be incarcerated as in the bigger cities. So in that way, the setup, if you will, for AIDS and HIV in the rural areas is more likely. But the other thing is that what's been trying to be done in rural areas is just to drop the same solutions that have been helpful and have demonstrated progress in the larger cities. And the rural areas are different. Some of those folks who live there have to drive at least 640 miles to get an HIV test. And so unless you are very compelled to know your status, you're not going to take that trip. Also, there's only one place to get treatment and care in rural Louisiana, and that place requires that you come four times before you get antiretroviral therapy, which is nowhere near the standard of care that's seen outside of rural Louisiana.
What would be a viable solution, in your view, to that disparity? Would it be mobile testing and mobile care that can really cover those miles that are so difficult for people to cover themselves?
That's one idea. If you look, for example, only at geography, but then overlay poverty and the lack of public transportation or the lack of ability to get your own self there, mobile testing and mobile care might be a good place to start.
And what else beyond that?
We think that we need to make a better connection between testing centers where people first learn that they have HIV and the care center where they need to go immediately to begin the process of taking care of themselves and the virus. There is no such connection right now. People are informed of their HIV test results, and then it's up to them to try to find the place of care, to try to schedule the first appointment, to try to figure all this out is devastating. So if there were more connection, if the treatment centers were able to find a way to put people on to treatment the very first time someone walks through the door, those are the kinds of things that we think would begin to affect the devastating numbers in rural Louisiana.
Linda Meredith, what about prevention? Is it a different situation to talk about safe sex practices in rural areas in Louisiana than it is in New Orleans or Baton Rouge?
There is only abstinence education able to be provided in the public school system. So if you're at risk for HIV, first of all, how would you even know that if someone hadn't taught you? And then also you would have to go completely out of your way to get information about how to protect yourself.
You know, Linda Meredith, what you're describing is striking to me in so many ways. I mean, when you walk down the street in the middle of a big city in this country, you might see bus advertisements, billboards, very much out in the open. And it sounds like in the places that you've studied in rural Louisiana, in many ways, it's the exact opposite.
I think that well describes the picture that we see in rural Louisiana. I'll give you a quick example. When we were preparing for disseminating findings from this report to the media, we asked several people who are clients of HEROES if they would be willing to talk to the media about some of the problems they face. And with very rare exceptions, no one was willing to be public about their status.
What does that say to you?
It says that there's a lot of stigma, that people don't feel good about themselves, that a society has told them that they aren't worth it anyway, and they need to keep quiet about this. And those kinds of things have been the direct cause of mortality, less healthcare seeking from individuals. It's a very bad situation.
Linda Meredith, Director of Research and Development at HEROES, dedicated to improving the lives of people with HIV in the rural South. Linda Meredith, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, a look at HIV disclosure and criminalization across the United States.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper. with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.